The White House is sending 3,000 additional U.S. troops to Eastern Europe. It's the latest response to the Russian military buildup around Ukraine, and it comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin accuses the U.S. of luring Russia into war.
For many people living in eastern Ukraine along the border with Russia, the conflict has actually been raging for years. Pro-Russian separatist forces have been fighting the government in the Donbas region since 2014. Alexandra Jazovsky is a reporter with the European outlet Euractiv. She's in Brussels now, but she just returned from Donbas. Alexandra, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So Ukrainian officials have been saying that there's no need to panic, that countries like the U.S. are exaggerating the danger. But what are the Ukrainians in Donbas saying about the troop buildup on the other side of the border?
So I think there's two different perspectives here. In general, I would say Ukrainians are fairly calm and defiant. I think that's the general notion that you get when you're in the country. I mean, they have been living for the past 8 years with that situation, with Russian guns aimed at them, and even longer history of facing threats from their neighbor. It's true that Ukraine's President Zelensky has been trying to tone down the uproar over the current tensions. I mean, many Ukrainians agree with him that the threat of the new Russian invasion is not something to panic about, and it may even not happen. But it's not entirely true that they're not preparing for it. So I think the main argument is that the country's armed forces are not the same as they have been in 2014, when they were largely overrun by Russia-backed separatists and Russians. But especially because of that, the preparation level is so high. So people are not worried, but they organize themselves in volunteer defense forces and hold seminars on first aid, prepping bomb shelters and these kind of things to support the armed forces. And so it's a complete different level of being worried.
Well, and as we said, they've got some experience with the conflict there. So the Ukrainian government's war against these Russian-backed separatists began back in 2014. The separatists have since formed breakaway republics. Just briefly, I know this is very complicated, remind us why that conflict began in the first place.
I think it's good to remember that the Russian narrative of spheres of influence is I think, the underlying issue with the whole conflict that carries on until now. In the Donbas in southeastern Ukraine, we have two different territories, the Donetsk People's Republic and the Luhansk People's Republic, since 2014. So we all remember also in March 2014, when we had the Euromaidan and the revolution that gripped the country back then. And this unrest grew into a larger war between the separatists and it kind of carries on until today, especially because, I mean, Russia, you know, is supplying arms and ammunition to the separatists, sending mercenaries and so on, which also is also part of a larger strategy of kind of trying to undermine the government in Kiev with some other hybrid tactics, with cyber attacks and similar to that.
Right. So Russia says officially it's not involved, but when we say Russian-backed separatists, that's what we're referring to there. Help in some way, for sure. So after 8 years of fighting, what does the region look like?
I mean, I think it really depends how close you get to the contact line, because in many, many cities that are a bit further away, like Slovyansk or Severodonetsk, you see, well, the scars of war in large stretches of the cities. Many things haven't been rebuilt, but some of the roads we were at have been completely renewed. Also, maybe part of that's part of the preparedness level in case there needs to be a quick, you know, exit from that region. But other than that, I mean, there's ghost cities across the contact line where some people also refuse to leave. We heard from many Ukrainian officials that 70% approximately is over 60. So it's mostly older people that stayed because they have relatives across the contact line and also have nowhere to go. I mean, I think that's also a big part of the issue.
So how do those people feel about Russia in general?
I think here also it's a very mixed picture. I think most of them we spoke to obviously want the war to end. They have a resentment against Russia, but we also should not forget that those stretches in the east of Ukraine were highly Russian influenced. I mean, before 2014, there were sympathies for Russia. That is also part of why this conflict happened. So obviously, I mean, those that are on the Ukrainian side, those that have relatives on the other side, kind of know how dire the situation is in the separatist republics. So I think that's also a bit of a deterrent for them to see that they don't want to belong to that that other side.
Alexandra Josovsky is a reporter with the European news outlet Euractiv. She just returned from reporting in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. Alexandra, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.